and welcome to the Victory Devotional Podcast. We invite you to take the next few minutes to connect with God, hear His voice, and respond in worship and prayer. Here's today's message.
God, thank you that your Spirit, Lord, is constantly encouraging and empowering us each day. And Lord, even I pray for our brothers and sisters, Lord, who are, Lord, devoting this time. Would you please breathe on every single one of us afresh? God, thank you. Lord, we thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, praise God. Well, this week, we have been looking at passages that inform us about having a Spirit-empowered life. And in the past few days, we have learned about who the Holy Spirit is and the works that He does in and through us as believers. And so as we build on them today by looking at a few verses of a book that tells us about the wonderful works of the Holy Spirit, we will look into Acts chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. And it says here, "In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach, until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them, after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, 'You heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.'" See, if you read the whole book of Acts, you will have an idea, a good picture of how the Holy Spirit worked in the believers at that time, in and through them, as they were empowered to do the mission of God. There are so many lessons, actually, that we can learn from the whole book about the Holy Spirit and how He ministers through us and in us or to us. And even in this short passage, we can see nuggets of truth that will help us in experiencing the present presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. But first, the question is, why do we need the Holy Spirit? Why do we need to be empowered by the Holy Spirit? I like that Dr. Luke pointed out in verse 2, and let us read it again. It says, "Until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen." You see, we know that when Jesus came, when he was incarnated more than 2,000 years ago, he did not do anything, especially in the time that he was ministering. He did not do anything that the Father did not tell him to. He lived every moment, ministered to people, prayed, did all of those things through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. But if we look back at that verse, now let's highlight that again. It says, until the day when he, Jesus, was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit. So this pertains to the events after the resurrection, before the ascension. So that means that Jesus had already risen again from the dead. And he had already proven that he is indeed the Son of God, that he is God, and that he has already triumphed over death. So what's the point in that? Well, if there was a moment that he could have flexed his divine muscles, if there was a time when he could have said, okay, nagawa ko na lahat yan, nag-cross na ako, nabuhay na ako mulit, kayang-kaya ko na to, relax kayo dyan. Father, Holy Spirit, relax lang kayo dyan. But you know what? He didn't do that. He still ministered with and through the Holy Spirit. And it's actually amazing and at the same time humbling to know that even after the cross and the grave, Jesus still moved through the enablement of the Holy Spirit. So what's the point? Well, if our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is God as well, who is the Lord, the Christ, live that way, how much more should we? See, that even if we've been walking with God for maybe 20 years, 22 years already, 30 years, some of you, you've been walking with God for 50 years now, it is a good reminder that we still need to be empowered by the Holy Spirit today and in the days to come. Again, why? Well, for one, since the Christian life is to be lived like our Lord Jesus Christ, He's our founder, He's our leader, He is our example. Paul said in Philippians chapter 2, Jesus did not think of or count equality with God as something to be grasped or to cling to. Rather, he stayed humble all the way to the cross. And even after the grave, he still humbly moved with the Holy Spirit. So we too, as his followers, ought to do the same. Number two, because the Christian life, and we all know this, it has a God-sized mission. And we need a God-sized power as well to accomplish it. Remember Matthew 28, God gave us this mandate to preach the gospel, make disciples of all nations. Imagine, we are called to be an effective and powerful witness to all the world. That's huge. That's a huge, huge ministry. But do you also know that that means we are called to be effective witnesses to our world right now? That means our daily lives too. And yun pa nga lang, di ba, ang hirap na. Yung maging patient ka lang while driving through Manila, ang hirap na noon, di ba? Yung maging consistent ka sa pagmamahal mo sa asawa mo, in times that it becomes challenging, that is very hard. To be faithful, to be very intentional and patient as a parent, it takes a lot of grace. To give your best at work, even at times you don't feel like it or you don't get recognized, that takes a lot of, you know, that takes a lot from us. Staying pure in the midst of all of these temptations that we are in. But thanks be to God that He gives us His Spirit to empower us each and every single day. See, to think about that, no? About how this God desires to be with us and to live with us. It is a grand showcase of God's generosity, His commitment, and His intimacy. To think that God would be so generous to grant us His presence as His sons and daughters, that we would have this grace to experience His presence every day. That is actually mind-boggling, and I hope that you would try to wrap your mind around it, that this God that we serve desires to be with us. That is why Jesus said to His disciples in Acts chapter 1, we read that earlier in verse 4, it says there, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which He said, you have heard from Me. Ano yung posture natin dapat for the Holy Spirit? It's to wait. It's to wait for the Holy Spirit. But what does it mean to wait, no? I guess for some of us, we think that ang waiting is just us lazing around somewhere, not doing anything. In a Filipino context, minsan ang akala natin dyan, kukuyakuyakoy ka na lang, di ba? Para kang one tamad na nag-iintay na lang na bumagsak yung pruta sa bibig mo. But if you would study the word wait, to wait actually in Scripture means to remain, to abide, and to be steady. Let me repeat that. It's to remain, to be steadfast, you know, to be steady, to abide on something. So, in other words, waiting is not passive or inactive passing of time. Waiting is actually, is this sense of actively, it's an active posture of expectation. Waiting is an active posture of expectation. I mean, some of the pictures that come to mind when we talk about this kind of waiting, it's like an army, a vast array of soldiers, you know, in attention, waiting for the instructions of the commander. Or sometimes it's a good waiter, isn't it? A waiter who's ready to receive your order. Or a kid who is eager to open a gift. Like yung hindi nakakatiis, yung inaalug-alug pa yung gift, no? Kasi excited siya makuha kung ano yung nasa loob ng gift. See, waiting involves that kind of excitement and eagerness. And as we relate with God, and as we relate with the Holy Spirit, we can have that posture of eagerness and excitement, knowing that He, God, generously gives us His Spirit. That we can have this posture of waiting and expectation for God to move and speak, ready to give instructions, eager for God to move because He is generous in giving us the gift of His active enabling presence. So practically speaking, how do we do that? Jesus also said in Luke chapter 11, in verse 11 to 13, it says, what father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him. I like that. Let me highlight that. The God that you serve, the God that I serve, the God that we serve is our Heavenly Father. And He is so eager to give us the Holy Spirit. He loves it when His sons and daughters immerse themselves in the Holy Spirit. But what is our role? Jesus said, ask. 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 See, asking is an act of humility. It's us being humble enough to know that we are not sufficient and humble enough to seek and ask God's help. And that is why we pray and ask for the Holy Spirit. Asking involves waiting for God's faithful reply because we know that He is eager to give us the Holy Spirit. And I also like the context of this promise. It involves eating, right? Eating fish and eating eggs. It involves eating something that we do quite regularly. So, in other words, it connotes that the regularity of our need and also involves the faithfulness of God's provision. We need the Holy Spirit, not just on Sundays, not just on mornings, but every moment of every day. And thank God, He is always available for us. You know what? It doesn't even take very long. In fact, one discipline that I hope you can incorporate in your daily rhythms is to pause for a few seconds or even just a few minutes and connect with God. It just takes a few seconds or even a minute to connect with God and the Holy Spirit to minister to you in powerful ways. Can you imagine? Before your next meeting, why don't you just pause first and just allow the Holy Spirit to fill you? Ask Him, Lord, fill me before this next meeting. As you're driving and before you exit, you know, your vehicle later before you go into your office, why don't you, before opening that door, just thank God for the protection that He gave and allow you to experience His presence before you step into your office or before you open your laptop later and answer all of those emails. Would you take a few seconds just to connect with God, pause and think about Him and allow Him to minister to you before you answer or reply to those emails? Or if you're a student, what if before your next subject, pause ka lang. Tingin ka lang kay Lord muna, pikit mo lang mata mo, tingin ka kay Lord, breathe. And allow the Holy Spirit to breathe on you as well. For the moms, before you cook the lunch for your family, before you wash those dishes, would you allow the Holy Spirit also? Would you allow God to strengthen you? Before your date night, for those of you who have spouses, for those of you who have special someones, why don't you pray to God first and give you the grace for that date night? Before your small group meeting, God delights in us experiencing His active present presence. He delights for us to walk with Him, and I hope that we would pause and ask Him to fill us. In fact, as I end, let me end by quoting this beautiful, quote from, Andrew Murray in his book, Waiting on God. He said, "The deep need for this waiting on God lies equally in the nature of man and the nature of God. Man was not to have in himself a fountain of life or strength or happiness. Man's glory and blessedness was not to be independent or dependent upon himself, but dependent on a God of such infinite riches and love. Man was to have the joy of receiving every moment out of the fullness of God." I love that. Why don't we at this moment experience this moment with the fullness of God? Why don't we pause and pray? Holy Spirit, we thank You that You are with us. And at this very moment, Lord, we know that You are present, whether we are at home, whether we're commuting, whether we're already in our office, whatever it is that we're doing, Lord, we can open up our hearts and allow You, O God, to minister to us. And so at this moment, I pray, Lord, for our brothers, I pray for our sisters, Lord, who are with us at this moment. Lord, I pray, would You please minister to them? And even now, Lord, we respond to what Jesus said, ask and the Holy Spirit will be given to us. Lord, we respond to that by saying, Lord, we are insufficient. Our skills, our talents, our strength, our wisdom, they are inadequate. And that is why, Lord, we humbly ask Would you please fill us with your Spirit today? Fill us with your Spirit as we go about our work. Fill us with your Spirit as we go about our school. Fill us with your Spirit as we help in our families. Fill us with your Spirit, Lord God, in our conversation, even in our ministry. Holy Spirit, even now, would you please breathe upon your people? God, thank you. Just receive it right now. Just receive it by faith. Some of you, just take deep breaths and allow the Holy Spirit to breathe into your lungs as you take those deep breaths. Some of us, it's been some time. It's been quite a while since we've experienced the power of your presence. And so even now I pray, would you please, Lord God, like rain that has been being anticipated in their season right now, I pray, may your presence rain down on my brother, my sister. Refresh them once again, O Lord. Enable them, Lord God, with your presence. God, anoint them in their workplaces. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
We have seen you move. We have seen your glory. We know when you speak, all our chains come falling. We have seen you move. We've seen battles won. We have seen you move. We have seen you move. We have seen your glory. We know when you speak, all our chains come falling. We have seen you move. We've seen battles won. We have seen you move. Oh, we will see you move. We will see your glory. We want all.
All right, before we go, I know you're excited to go, do your work. But before that, I want to pray this prayer for us. In Romans 15, verse 13 says, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope in the power of the Holy Spirit." May you have a spirit-empowered day today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope this helps you build a habit of hearing from God daily. For more messages like these, follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to watch these messages live every morning, visit us on facebook.com/victoryph.